This idea that in the Sefer Yeshayahu, and the idea is very clear, Geula, which is one of our Ikari Emunah, is written about in the context of Mishpat. And it's preceded in the Pesukim by the restoration of the judiciary. So that, again, is going to be for the Rambam, like, enormously important, point number one. Number two, in terms of the priority which is given to Smicha, so we see that Rav Yehuda ben Bava literally martyred himself over this. Rav Yehuda ben Bava heroically decided that, you know, he needed to preserve the Shalshalas HaSmicha, that was essential for, you know, Torah life, very deliberately, there's no other way to read the Gemara, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave his life, he martyred himself so that the chain would remain. Unfortunately, it was later broken, but that doesn't diminish, you know, this is true in life in general, you know, everything has to be evaluated in terms of what it was. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Bedoro, you know, saved the chain of Smicha. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shavua. Sometimes we, you know, tend to evaluate things in light of, you know, like, you know, well, what happened next? So that makes it, you know, less important. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you know, sacrificed everything so that the chain of Smicha could continue. But one of the potential implications of that, not necessarily, but one of the implications of that is maybe Rav Yehuda ben Bava didn't think that it would be possible to restore it once it was lost. Umishum hachi, you know, was worth sacrificing everything for. You don't have to say that, but, you know, it would be a reasonable conclusion to draw that he just, you know, wasn't going to let go. So in any event, you know, as we know, the preservation of Smicha allows for Dine Knasos to go on, even absent Dine Nefashos. Dine Nefashos, as we know, is taloy on Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. It's taloy on the Sanhedrin being present in Lishkas HaGasas. The Makom is Gorim. And Arba'im Shana Kodem Churban HaBayis, that was lost. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah goes into much greater detail of the Galus, or more precisely, the Galuyos of the Sanhedrin, Asara, matching the Galuyos of the Shechina. Ben HaKruvim, Me'al HaKapores, Min HaKruv, Ve'ad HaKruv, Ve'ad HaMiftan, Ve'ad HaChatzer, Gag, Shisha Chadashim Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael Lo Chazru B'tshuva. And then the Shechina ascended. And Kenegdan, as noted, the Sanhedrin was Chanos, Yerushalayim, Yavna, Usha, Yerushalayim, Usha. Then the northern Galuyos, Beis Sha'arim, Tzipori, Tveria, Amrav Yochanan, right, Misham, Asidin, Ligoel. Right, and the Rambam accepts that, you know, the Halacha. And the Rambam says that this is our Kabbalah. Misham Nesakin LeMikdash, obviously we can't diminish the role of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's really interesting because the Rambam, you know, here, in the same sentence, is, you know, talking about the context of the Rambam is always very significant, the significance of the Lishkas HaGazas, right? So he could have just said, okay, so when the Sanhedrin comes back, however that's going to happen, so the Sanhedrin is specifically going to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. But we noted that the more that you think that Tveria is significant, the more, you know, invested you'll be in the idea of a continuity, a hemshech. Right? Why in the world should they come back to Tveria unless there's somehow a continuation of what was? It's a really interesting idea. Ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that's an idea that we'll come back to. So I mentioned yesterday that even without knowing this topic or knowing the sukkah, as is often the case in life, you know more than you think you do. Right? And so it's definitely true here, because, you know, we, Baruch Hashem, we daven, and it's a big chesed, as the Ramban says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to daven, dalif ne'miyata omed, and we have all kinds of bakashos in the Amida, personal bakashos, and then we move on to national bakashos, and the transition between Hashiva Shoftenu, Kivari Shanavi Otenu Kivat Chila, and then in Yerushalayim Ircha, obviously we have Vila Malshinim, but in its natural state is a reflection of seemingly this idea of the Chashivos, of the Sanhedrios, of the Batei Mishpat, to the process of Geula, especially in light of the fact that Yerushalayim Ircha and Esamach David were integrated into one bracha. It's the bracha of Geula, of Bias Goel Tzedek. It's Tzemach David Avdecha Meiras Atzmiach Karnos Harim Shuasacha Kili Shuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, obviously, is the bracha of Yeshua and Geula. And it's no great surprise that the bracha of Shoftim, of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, precedes Yerushalayim in the bracha of Geula, because Yerushalayim is the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Shaken Shemo Sham. It's the place where the Beis Din Misham Teitze Hora'a Li Yisrael. So that was not, you know, my own observation. It was just davening one day and came to appreciate all of this. But I did learn the Gemara Megillah a few times. You know, Chazal made exactly this observation, that apparently there is this prerequisite. Okay, so trying to think. Mike, are we back to you? Yeah, thank you. It's your turn. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan. And so what do we call that rabbinic body? The May of Esther of Canaan, the 120 rabbis, and there were many Nevi'im amongst them. So that's the Anshe, right, Knesset HaGedola. So as you know, the Raman Paskins, this, that they gave us all of our tefilos, they gave us all of our brachos, they were the master formulators. Or in that case, it's a shame called B'nai Elim, meaning the strong ones. Like there's a Kasav HaShlishi, a third pasuk, which gives us the order Hasoleach. Right, really interesting idea, and not for now so much, but we'll talk about this more next year in terms of brachos and tefillah. But the bracha of Re'enu Avyanenu V'Riv Ravenu Galenu is obviously not about national geula. It would make no sense. It's in the section of Shmoneh Esrei that's about personal geula. Goel Yisrael before Refa'enu is really a form of spiritual healing. And that's a very important idea. It's hard to understand the Shmoneh Esrei without that. So what we start with is in the Bakasha for Torah, Atachonim Adam Das. Again, I can't think of the Rav used to said one time that if you want to understand Jewish philosophy, the most important book is not the Mor Nevuchim, but the Siddur. So atachona in adam das, the first thing that we daven for is Torah, and then that our relationship with Hashem should be healthy, and that we should be fully invested. Hashiva in adilu sarasacha, then we have to ask for slicha, and we ask for spiritual healing before physical healing, because we know, unfortunately, that averos exert a, it's just like, you know, lo aleinu, a person who smokes. So hopefully they can stop smoking. You know, it's a very hard thing to do, but if they can do it, that's an amazing thing. Unfortunately, it leaves a mark. You know, it does. You know, and I remember in high school, my incredible U.S. history teacher. She had quit smoking by the time I was in her class, but she already had relatively severe emphysema, and she ended up dying. It was a really horrible way to die. She, you know, the impact on her body was irreversible. So after we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha and mechila, chanun hamar beli sloach, so then we ask for spiritual redemption, because it can really leave its mark. A person has been involved in a certain avera, like smoking. So it's an amazing thing that they were able to stop, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the spiritual damage can be undone. That takes a long time. So that's what the bracha of Goel Yisrael is about. Then we dive in for physical health, and physical healing. Refuenu Hashem Enei Rafei. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's what we call, you know, Refuas HaGov, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGov. So the Gemara says, Umarau lomar geula b'shvius. Okay, so again, please bear this in mind, that the psychotics, some groups who are looking to provoke, some kind of a holy war in Eretz Yisrael, point to this line. They say, if we could just bring Milchama, Milchama Nami Eschalta Tegulahi. So again, they're not too, sadly, they're not too bright, and they don't realize that, when the Gula comes, so the Milchama will be Eschalta Tegulah. It doesn't mean the war that you start will produce anything except the war. It's very sad, but there are people who, their main goal in life is to provoke a holy war in Eretz Yisrael, so that they can then, they're sure of bringing that geula, and it's very, very sad, and obviously very dangerous and catastrophic. But okay,
Shalom Israel, Dikshu, as Hashem,
Right, so the way the Gemara presents it, it seems very clear that these are all, like, you know, critical steps on the path to Geula. Again, not that we can force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, God forbid, but that these are the things that need to happen. So we're like mapping it out. Okay, V'kevan Sheba David, interesting, Bas Tvila, Shenemar. Right, that's the base of Mikdash, is the Makom Tfila, as it were. Right, and then the base of Mikdash is the Makom Avoda, Shenema. An amazing idea that Avodah and Hodah should come together, because maybe the essence of Avodah has to do with, you know, Hodah, which is a really interesting idea. There's a Maimer Chazal, right, based on this pasuk of Zoveach Toda Yechavdanini, that Kol HaKarbanos Atzidin Libatel Chutz Mikarban Toda. Again, it's a big question how literally to take that, but point is that the essence of Avoda is Hodah. Okay, really interesting. Right, so again, you know, there's nothing more important than Shalom in the world, and that's why it's called Bracha da Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. This week's Sedra, obviously, Yiso Hashem panav elecha v'yaseh lecha Shalom, as Chazal famously say, in Shalom in Kol, that's the ultimate Bracha. And that's true between people, and that's true in marriages, and that's true in communities, and that's, you know, the big part of what we talked about this year in terms of the primacy of Pshara and Kol Bezdin Osa Pshara Tamid Areza Meshubach, Emes Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Shareichem, the, you know, Emes and Shalom Nifgashu, all of the things that we talked about. Okay, so that's the structure of our Amidah. So again, it doesn't sound like this is some, like, you know, esoteric view that it hasn't been accepted. It seems like the restoration of the Sanhedrin is an absolutely critical part of the process in terms of getting to what our national vision is. With all humility, it does seem like there would need to be a Sanhedrin. Again, whether or not you think it's coming back through Tveria, like the Rambam, and based on Rabbi Yochanan, but it seems like the Sanhedrin, which by definition has to be smuchin, so that's, like, you know, essential. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava felt so strongly about it. It wasn't just for the rabbinic leadership, but the factor of making sure that we would be able to, you know, achieve redemption one day. You know, nobody operates with a crystal ball, but I think that may have been, you know, on his mind. So, okay. This is obviously very, very, very important in terms of establishing the premise that we'll see in the Rambam. Okay, so let's just go one more Gemara before we get to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, so the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. So this is Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes.
There, Yossi Bar Elisha Omer in Ra Yisa Dor Shet Saros Rabos Bozolov Seg Vidok V'Tayane Yisrael. Shall
It seems very, very clear from this Gemara. In a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Masher Shchinas Ol Yisrael, Ad Sheyichlu Shoftim V'Shoter Moim Yisrael, right? V'Ashiva Shoftayach V'Rishonav Yotzeach V'Atchila, right? That the displacement of these, you know, fraudulent Shoftim and the restoration of Mishpat Tzedek Al Yedei Shoftei Tzedek. Gemara says very clearly that it's a prerequisite. So you read the Gemara in Megillah and you read the Gemara in Shabbos, and it doesn't tell you exactly how we're supposed to get there. That remains an open question, but it's hard to, like I said, it made it into the Shmona Esrei, right? It doesn't seem like it's, you know, some far out view. It seems like, you know, these psukim keep on getting quoted regarding the centrality of the Beis Din, and the absolute necessity of the Beis Din in terms of the process of Geula. Okay, so this leads us to the first of the two passages in the Rambam. Mirz Hashem, we'll see both of them. We'll talk about whether the Rambam is saying the same thing or perhaps not exactly the same thing and why that matters. So this is the Rambam commenting on the massive first Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Smicha Sekenim, Arefa Segla, Bishlosha. So good, Smicha Sazekenim. The Adayim. Maybe that's, that was special between Moshe and Yehoshua. That was like a first generation thing. Elohim, Hadinim, okay, good. So we know that there are certain criteria. We talked about them a lot. Eretz Yisrael is an absolute criterion in terms of smicha, right? And it has to come from a source of authority, and it grants people the right to be done dine knasos, not just dine mamonos, right? Uvazei yai shahu samuch, and that makes him, as the Rambam says, Elohim, right? V'nikrav bal habayis el ho Elohim, ad ho Elohim yavo devar shnehem asher yorshiun Elohim yishalin shnaim l'rehu. We talked about at the beginning of the year, Rabbi Yavao. V'amruzal, so it doesn't have to be in the same room, but the masmich and the samuch have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Meikarenu. Anybody remember where that was? I spent a lot of time on this. What's the source of that? Sanhedrin Noheges Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. That as long as they have smicha from Eretz Yisrael, they even theoretically could be Dan Dinei Nefashos and Chutz La'aretz. And that's the Mishnah in Makos, right, in Zayin Amud Aleph, that we talked about. That was the sugya where, you know, if you have fugitives from justice and Eretz Yisrael, they're entitled to new trial, the Ritva, we talked about there. Oso HaBezdin, it's not the same Bezdin if it's in Eretz Yisrael. It's very exciting things. So the point is that the smicha has to run through Eretz Yisrael, but then, you know, you can go on shlichut to Shanghai, you know, or Wuhan. I'd be a little leery myself, you know, some negative associations, but, you know, point is, you could go anywhere, and in theory, if you had smicha, you could, you know, be done dinei knasos. And if the Beis HaMikdash were standing, and there was a Sanhedrin in Lishkas HaGazes, you could even be done dinei nefashos there. Fine. Okay. So now the Rambam picks up the baton. He says, "L'inyanim tzarech shiyu ashlosha smuchin." Now we know that again. It says smicha zekenim b'shloshes. You need three rabbanim for this, but do they all have to be themselves musmachim? That's a good question. So this is really a fascinating idea. This is again another one of the many places, and you guys are working on your essays. Thank you, Ari. The only one person really needs to be a samach. The gadol shaman. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha alone, lechora. So apparently you can give smicha as long as you are part of a bazdin, but we need one samach. This is going to be really important. Nekuda for the Rambam. You need to create one person who has smicha, and he could grab two people with him. Hopefully, you know, like the Tshuva Sarashba, high quality people, even if they're not formal smuchin. And they're going to create smicha, right? So like, sounded like in that Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right? He was a samach. So even though it's not referenced in the Gemara, maybe he got two ringers with him. You know, come here. Bein Shnei Harim, Bein Shnei Tchumin. And he did what he needed to do. And he ran also. Okay. V'yirali in the Rambam is always the tell. Yerali means, I know that this is not dispositive. Right? There are many other times where the Ravid will say, I don't think this is dispositive either. But Yerali means the Rambam himself is Modeh, that what he's about to say is controversial. He obviously has reasons for the conviction, but he's open to the possibility that a person can disagree, but he thinks that it's, you know, he thinks it's the case. Virali.
Yes.
Haskama in this case. And so notice that variable stays constant. Has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But he says, Mikol HaChachamim V'HaTalmidim, you have universal agreement from all of the Chachamim and all of the Talmidim to promote, you know, one of the guys, L'haktim aleim ish min ha-yeshiva, V'yasim bo'oso l'rosh, as long as we're talking Eretz Yisrael, K'moshe Zecharanu, Hinei,
Ha'yesha'u t'izkayim lo ha-yeshiva, V'yasamach v'yismach hu acher, Ki'in mish irta,
and then he can give smicha to whoever he wants. She'im lo som arkein, because if you don't agree with my idea, now comes the hammer. So that's a problem, right? If I'm going to hold my line and say that one of the three needs to be a samuch, and we don't have the chain of smicha anymore, so it's a paradox. There's no way out of that. If you need the color blue to make new objects that are the color blue, but the problem is you don't have the color blue anymore, nothing can be blue. It's just a logical conundrum. So if you need a samuch to create musmachim, you have to have some way of generating a samach. Unless you don't really need a musmachim. But the Rambam says, but don't tell me that, because it's clear that we need musmachim. How so? So again, this is the Rambam's description. Sheyikon habore yisbarach libos bnei adam. God will make our hearts upright, and our merits will grow. V'sar bezchusam uchukasam l'shem yisbarach. A great desire for divinity. So this is the Chiddush HaSmicha. It has to be in Eretz Yisrael. We don't care in this case about Teaneck, New Jersey. Woe upon us. Sorry. It's got to be Eretz Yisrael because that's the format of Smicha. And somehow, the Rambam came up with the idea. Now it's going to be a really interesting study. I was talking about this on Shavuos, the Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara famously says, well, if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, you might not absolutely have to say it. Shekvar niftar be Ava Rabba, right? Remember the Gemara Yud Alpha Mabez. So any thinking person would say, I wonder what the relationship is between Berachas HaTorah and... Right. So you read this Rambam and you say, how exactly does it help? If the point is that you need an unbroken chain... So how does it help that all of the Chachamim and all of the Talmidim said the Chazon Ish is the greatest, or the Moshe is the greatest, or the Rav is the greatest, or Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is the greatest? How does that help? We could all agree. That would itself be amazing. V'shar kol achayanos b'tarumos uv'machlokes. But, you know, it would be a very inspiring thing. But how does one approximate the other? Like, if the way to, you know... In the past, to generate smicha is a process that started with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he passed it down ish mi pi ish, Yeshua, etc. You know, so like, how does this solve the problem exactly? How does this? So the Rambam says, well, you need some kind of a solution. I mentioned yesterday, you have to evaluate the Rambam solution on its own merits. This is obviously a very serious question. How do you get from A to B? We'll also have to evaluate the alternatives. But I'm just pointing out, like, the idea that this is, you know, going to be able to solve the problem of smicha is so far from obvious. Number one, that it works. Like, who said that if you get everybody to agree, it creates smicha? And even if you think that that's true, like, why is that true? Why is that true? The whole point is that it has to be passed on from person to person. So why would one approximate the other? Yeah, Micah, go ahead.
I think also when given the gather of Eretz Yisrael and not today, like you said, like it's showing that if there's no connection to the ish, it's more just...
Interesting, right. So like it does sound like something that's really new, entirely new. So, and also like you like there's an interesting diak here. It says... So what exactly is the mechanism? Like, let's say they instead of choosing somebody from the yeshiva, all of the chachamim and all of the talmidim. I know this is an absurd situation. I'm just trying to make a point. Let's say they say, well, you know what? We're going to go with you know, whoever the greatest living Jewish soccer player is. You know, he's the captain of Maccabi Tel Aviv or something. So we agree that he should be the God. Like, does that work? And once it's about, like, you know, popular demand, so obviously that's an absurdity. Like, you know, you're not going to get serious Talmidei Chachamim to appoint somebody who's, you know, not Ra'i L'chach. But I'm just trying to understand what the mechanism is. Let's say they choose somebody who's clearly not the Gadol Hador. You know, the Nasi wasn't always the Gadol. You know, like the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Rambam Liel says to Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe v'talmidi, your Talmud that you were mekabel dvari, but Rebbe, you know, that you're gadol mimenu b'chachma. Very often the Av Beis Din was a greater Talmud Chacham than the Nasi. And others. But the point is that whatever, this is the Nasi. So, again, the Rambam says it b'torah asiyah royally, and he demands unanimity, he demands Eretz Yisrael, but he thinks that this can solve the problem, and it fits into Yeshayahu's, you know, vision, you know, v'ashiva shavtayach v'arishonav yotzayach v'atchila, and then tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh abitzdaka. Okay, so this is the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, and this is where, you know, the entire sugya really, in essence, begins. Of course, there's another passage in the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, and the big question is the Rambam saying the same thing? So let's read it, you know, as we try to, very, very, very carefully. And we'll see, you know, and this will be the last thing we see today inside. We'll give you guys some time to prepare for tomorrow. But let's read it very carefully. Let's try to understand what the Rambam is saying. So haray. Right, so again, this is so much the Rambam Lashitasa and Perek Aleph of Kama Batek Din and Kavun Bi Yisrael. We talk about the Bezdin HaGadol, that you're Koveya Tchila, we all know, right? That's like a fundamental point. So the Rambam says if there's one Somech, good. If there's a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, so grab two other people and they can reconstitute a Sanhedrin. He'll give Smicha to 70 qualified candidates, Givaldik, and there'll be a Bezdin HaGadol, and they'll form all the other Batei Dinim. So Nirin Li Hadvarim, very similar to the Yerayali. Right. So the Rambam knows there's a certain vulnerability he has. It says, why did they make such a big to-do? If you could just easily regenerate it, why was the loss of smicha so, you know, traumatic? Like, who is he referring to here? Yeah, very good. Okay. So sometimes if people are critical of the Rambam, they miss this line. Right, that they say, oh, like the Rambam, you know, what kind of delusions are these that you get everybody to agree? The Rambam knew very well that it was going to be very hard to do, right? Right? It's very, very, very difficult to get everybody together. And even if, you know, it's only the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, fine. So the Rambam was aware of the practical difficulties. Yeah, Ari, did you want to make a comment?
Yeah,
go ahead.
It was very interesting, I guess, basically. Going off what you said with how like just the crazy guy that they were points other than like the sock, whatever. It's very interesting how the Rambam never really gives a criterion for the actual person who's being appointed. I guess it's just he, because he, all he talks about is that A, he must be in Eretz Yisrael, and B, he has to be appointed by someone who asked me for it. It's very interesting. He never gives the of someone who should be appointed.
Right, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says, Ish min ha-yeshiva.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. Sounds like he knows something. So that's a really interesting point that comes up later. Okay, good. So the Rambam knew it would be very difficult, and so that explains why the Chachamim would have been so concerned about the institution of Smicha. So these were the three words that kind of shook the world. Hadavar tzarech echreya. So, Mike, what did you make of that, those three words?
This whole smicha thesis needs.
But what is it? Lahachriya, like a rova machriya. It needs, you know, to be clarified. This needs to be decided. Hadavar tzarech echreya. Sounds like the Rambam was not just based on the Yerayali or Venirin Hadvarin, but the Rambam was ambivalent on this point. Right? Is it really so that a unanimous approval, a unanimous agreement can generate what we're looking for in terms of smicha. So the Rambam apparently wasn't 100% convinced. And obviously, given the fact that the Yad HaChazaka came after the Perish HaMishnayos, this became like a subtopic of great interest. Was the Rambam Chozer? Was the Rambam, were doubts introduced? Now, I'll tell you from my point of view, doubts... Doubts were always there to an extent. I mean, we know that because the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayos already says, Yirali, that, you know, it's very clear that the Rambam is somewhat ambivalent. But, Lefishes Rambam, Fuzar, Yavshash, Yaskim, Bukulan, right, Vim Hayesham, Samach, Vidavar, Tzarech, Echreya, that's a whole different madrega. And one of the big points of discussion in the Nosei Kelim and in the later literature has to do with what is the Hadavar Tzarech Echrei? What is that really all about? Okay, so a couple of points to review. We started with the Gemara and Megillah. Yeah, Micah, please.
I just found it paradoxical. The whole problem is kind of, I guess, the whole point we're bringing back the Chiddush HaSmicha, right? We're bringing this new Smicha, whatever, right? So that we don't be absent.
Right. Well, I think the point is that, you know, you have to assign some significant value to Dinei Knessos themselves, you know, that be able to have, the Knessos that are associated in the Torah with Ones and Mefata and other such things. That, you know, mere unanimity isn't going to generate that. But obviously what you're highlighting is a much broader point. Is this really, in the end, all about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava sacrificing his life for Dinei Knessos? Could be, but it could be that there's a much broader role here, that the idea of having Musmachin, the idea of having that kind of Torah leadership is itself extremely critical for society. And I think that is obviously a much bigger story than just, you know, the technical cases of Knas. And that, I think, is very important. So, number one, the Gemara Megillah says it outright, that this is a critical, in terms of the national redemption story, which comes to its, you know, crescendo, Shlaim Ircha, and as Tzemach David. So we know that the Shoftim play a critical role. The Gemara in Shabbos is even more explicit. The Gemara in Shabbos, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinas Al Yisrael, until the corrupt ones are removed, and until Klal Yisrael has the shoftim that we need and that we frankly we deserve, you know, that's the idea here. So the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayos Betoras Yirali, he says it with a degree of tentativeness, but he says, look, if there's a testimony in Yeshayahu Navi that first there's a restoration coming of the shoftim, and then, you know, after that, there will be the possibility of Gula Tzion v'Mishpati Padev Shavavi Tzedakah. We need a mechanism. The mechanism that always existed is not available, namely Ish Mipi Ish. You need at least one Samach of the three. So he comes up with what he calls in the Perish HaMishnayos Haskamos Kol HaChachamim V'Chol HaTalmidim Sheberetz Yisrael. In the Yad HaChazakah, you have a similar idea. B'toras nirin li hadvarim, with the Dabar Tzarech Echreya at the end, very important caveat. But the Rambam says there that the Chachamim, he doesn't mention the Talmidim, but he says the Chachamim will agree about installing one person, and that person can then generate the Shivim, you know, other Zakenim, and they'll be the best in Haggadol, and they'll establish other Batei Din, you know, the Rambam Lashitaso, in terms of, you know, Kovin Bitzchila Bezin Hagadol Shabi Rishalayim. So that's what the Rambam wants to say. In Biskimu Kalacham Sharisal, in those Dayan Lismo Chosam Harelu Smuchin, the Yeshlahem Lismoch Acherim, they can then, you know, be sameich acherim, and they can be done dinei knasos. He says, oh, if there's this perfect solution out there, why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba martyring himself? So maybe it was because, you know, what I'm proposing, the Rambam says, is very hard to do. It's very hard to get, you know, unanimous agreement on anything, maybe especially from a group of rabbis. it's a very challenging thing to do in life in general. People, kishem shoshonim partzufam, kach shoshonim adeos, some people have different, you know, perspectives. So, okay, very good. So let me hold it up here, give people a chance to prepare for tomorrow. I'd like to try to cover through tomorrow, which is a reasonable amount to accomplish. Is give you some of the immediate nosei kelim. So the Kiryas Sefer, the Kesef Mishnah, the Merkabah Mishnah, the Radvaz has an arichos about this. So at least through, say, hopefully the Tosos Yontif, and then, you know, we'll try to, if we need to carry this over to next week a little bit, we will. As I'd like to hold Friday for something else. The Aruch HaShulchan addresses head-on our issue, which is, how does Ish B'Pi'ish translate into, like, well, everybody agrees, so it's good enough. Like, how does that work? And then the Mishpatei Uziel, where the Mishpatei Uziel, that's about him in the past, the first Rishon LeZion, Sfardik Rav HaRashi. Maybe we could have Rabbi Jachter come in and do an honorary reading of this Tshuva of the Mishpatei Uziel. But he wrote about this a lot, and you could understand very well, this will not be a great surprise to anybody here, why, you know, the reconstituted rabbinate, the Rabbanut HaRashi, you know, this was a really fascinating topic for them to consider. It's like, you know, how far can we go with this? Is the fact that I was voted in, what powers does that give me? Am I a samuch now? Can I start, you know, giving smicha to other people? You know, so the answer is no, but we'll talk about why that should be, you know, maybe, who knows, you know. It's a unanimous vote for the chief rabbinate. No, the problem is that it's not like, you know, the chachamim that get the votes by the Rambam's own standards. It's like, you know, different politicians, so that already is not going to work. But let's say the chief rabbinate were actually decided by, like, you know, you actually got the Talmidei Chachamim together, and I don't know, you had to know all of Shas to have a vote or something like that. So they voted, and they unanimously, again, it has to be unanimous, but they unanimously vote, whatever it is. You know, so then, okay, so now we know. So this is going to be a very interesting topic, and Rav Uziel, hashkafically, halachically, he was very involved in this issue. So we'll take a look at what he has to say as well. Okay, so